tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to another exciting episode of Quick Charge. It's September 4th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. If you're a fan of the faux news channel, you probably think EV sales are on a downward spiral. Not the case. Kia has shattered its U.S. sales record again this month with its first three-row electric SUV picking up steam. This past August, Kia sold more cars than any other month in the company's history, and demand for its three-row electric SUV, the EV9, continues to build. Kia's EV sales were up 27% from this time last year. With over 75,000 vehicles sold in August, Kia broke its U.S. sales record for the second consecutive month. Kia credits higher demand for SUVs and EVs for the record-breaking performance. And one bright spot was Kia's first three-row electric SUV, the EV9. The addition of the EV9 pushed Kia's EV sales up 27% compared to the year before, with another 2,388 EV9 models sold in August. Kia's EV9 sales reached 13,874 through the first 8 months of 2024. Despite sales of its first dedicated EV, the EV6, slipping 23% last month, they're still up 13% year to date, with 14,373 units sold through August. The lower sales come as the EV6 is being redesigned, and Kia has already launched the refreshed EV6 in Korea and the UK with a sleek new front-end design and even more range. Kia is expected to launch the new EV6 in the U.S. for next year. It will follow Hyundai, which revealed its updated IONIQ 5 just yesterday. The company remains optimistic for the remainder of the year, with new models hitting the market. Kia continues building demand with affordable, long-range, fast-charging electric vehicles like the EV9 and EV6. Starting at $56,395, including destination, Kia calls the EV9 a wake-up call to the rest of the industry. Meanwhile, U.S. automakers like Ford and GM continue to push back their major EV initiatives, giving Kia an opportunity to continue stealing market share. Now, one of the big things that drives EV adoption is these aggressive lease deals that companies are putting out there, combined with the fact that a lot of federal tax incentives and EV rebates from utilities and states and other local governments can be typically stacked together and applied to the lease. But a lot of people still want to buy their vehicle when they're done making payments. That's why we've put together this list of all the EVs and one plug-in hybrid that you can buy with 0% financing this September. And one of the vehicles on that list, in addition to the Mustang Mach-E and Volkswagen ID.4 that you see here, is that hot-selling EV9. So if you're looking to put an EV9 in your garage, high interest rates have been preventing you from doing that. This might be the best time ever. We're going to put a link to that in the show notes below. Moving on from Kia, talking a little bit more in that Ford Mach-E scenario, Ford has updated its e-Transit van. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and now they've begun shipping that updated 2024 e-Transit with enhanced range and charging to customers across North America. Ford changed the game after introducing the e-Transit in 2020, that all-electric version of its best-selling van, and after debuting it in 2022, the e-Transit has held the top-selling EV van title ever since. Despite new competition like Rivian and GM releasing electric vans, Ford's e-Transit continues to lead the market. The electric van remained America's best-selling electric van last year, with over 6,300 models sold in the first half of 2024, more than double compared to 2023. With 3,400 units sold in Q2 of 24, Ford's e-Transit has had its best quarterly sales since its debut. And more importantly, Ford said that 3 out of every 4 e-Transit buyers this year are repeat customers, as businesses are looking for lower maintenance and fuel costs typically associated with EVs. And the data that they're getting back from their pilot programs, from their initial purchases, are playing that out. They are seeing lower maintenance costs. They are seeing superior uptime. They're seeing better productivity, happier drivers, and of course, lower operating costs. We love to see that. In March, Ford revealed the updated 2024 Transit, which includes a bigger battery with more range and faster charging. An 89 kilowatt hour battery up from 67. The enhanced range battery provides up to 159 miles of range, which is 32% more than the outgoing model. It can also fast charge from 10 to 80% in 28 minutes. With new dual onboard chargers, the 2024 e-Transit can deliver a 22% faster charge time when using Ford's Pro 80-amp Series 2 chargers and software. So better vehicle, better range, better driving conditions, 22% faster charge time than before. This is a seriously upgraded model, even though it looks very much the same. All of the upfitting options are going to fit. All of the utility accessories are going to work. Everything that you've got going for you in your e-Transit fleet today is still going to work tomorrow, except you're going to have more range and you're going to charge a lot faster. While we're on the topic of commercial EVs, today's episode is sponsored by Volvo CE, one of the world's largest construction equipment manufacturers with more than 14,000 employees serving a truly global market with an innovative range of machinery options that are manufactured, serviced, and supported around the world. Volvo CE is a globally recognized leader in sustainability as well, offering the industry's most comprehensive lineup of fully electric equipment options from the DD25 electric roller and ECR18 electric mini excavator all the way up to the EC230 electric 30-ton excavator and beyond. Volvo's electric lineup perfectly complements its highly efficient diesel offerings, empowering construction crews to meet both the ever-tightening regulations on noise and emissions and the sustainability goals of the clients they serve, opening new possibilities for indoor and precision demolition work that diesels simply can't do. Check out volvoce.com to learn more about Volvo's equipment offerings in your market or contact your local equipment dealer for a demonstration. We love having the Volvo guys on the show every chance we get. Obviously, love the fact that they're supporting what we do here. Definitely go check that out, volvoce.com. While we're on the topic of Volvo, Volvo gave us our first look at a substantially updated 2025 XC90 plug-in hybrid earlier today. Now, this is not the EX90 that they've been hyping up for about a year and a half now. This is not a completely new SPA 2 electric platform. This is still the SPA 1 that's been in production now since the 2015 model year, but they've significantly updated the look of the vehicle. They've given it those Thor hammer headlights, kind of an updated look there. This grille is now much more modern, much more in keeping with Volvos and other markets, and we're really, really excited to see it. For 2025, the T8 is an inline four-cylinder gas engine with an electric motor and 400-volt three-layer lithium-ion 18.8-kilowatt-hour battery with 14.7 kilowatts of usable energy. Its pure electric range is 33 miles, but Volvo anticipates drivers using a blend of battery and gas power. The most powerful and efficient of the XC90s, the all-wheel drive PHEV offers 310 horsepower with 295 pound-feet of torque and a 0 to 60 time of just 5.1 seconds. It offers 58 miles per gallon on a combined cycle, and 6.4 kilowatts onboard charger takes 3 hours to go from empty to 100% charge, or 7 hours on an ordinary 120-volt outlet. I'm sure that's wrong, but I'll check that out. As part of its new identity, the XC90 has a redesigned front end with a new hood and bumper area and the now famous Thor's hammer headlights we just talked about. There are new wheel designs as well and lighting in the back and interior. Volvo rationalizes that the redesign is to better align the XC90 hybrid with its electric lineup. The trims remain Core, Plus, and Ultra, which of course replaced the Momentum, Inscription, and R-Design models a couple years back. Now, looking at this, if you're a Volvo owner, if you're an XC90 owner, I've had a couple of them myself, love the vehicles, you are going to feel right at home in the 2025 XC90. That SPA 1 chassis, that SPA 1 interior is going to look very familiar to anyone who currently has an XC90. Some of the key differences are going to be the larger iPad style screen in the middle, a little bit of an update to the dashboard display behind the steering wheel, and of course, new materials that are a little bit more in keeping with Volvo's current brand. You're going to see slightly redesigned seats. And again, that sunroof is something that we're very familiar with. So the car looks great. If you've been shopping for a hybrid, or this may be your first hybrid and you're just not quite sure whether or not there's enough of a change here to justify going from your previous XC90 into a new one, can't speak for everybody, but I can certainly say that, hey, I'm interested. And one of the reasons that people are interested in Volvos is because of safety, their own physical safety. But there's more than one type of safety. And the Oakland Police Department is using the CCTV cameras built in to Teslas. It is another way to keep the community safe. Tesla's Sentry Mode features record what is happening around the EVs, and they've often been used to help solve crimes. But Oakland police are now going a step further. After a wave of break-ins targeting Tesla vehicles in California in 2018 to 19, Tesla came up with a new feature called Sentry Mode. It takes advantage of the existing cameras around the vehicles, which were meant for Tesla's self-driving features, and delivers a surveillance system that records what happens around the cars when they're parked. There have been several cases of vandals who keyed Tesla vehicles or broke windows that were caught thanks to Sentry Mode. We reported on the case of Alan Tweedy's Tesla Model 3 being keyed badly by a woman for seemingly no reason while he was at his daughter's soccer game. Now, the San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that Bay Area police are going a bit further than that and towing people's Tesla vehicles in order to get the footage. In Oakland and beyond, police called to crime scenes are increasingly looking for more than shell casings and fingerprints, writes the San Francisco Chronicle. They're scanning for Teslas parked nearby, hoping their unique outward-facing cameras captured key evidence. And the Chronicle has found they're even resorting to obtaining warrants to tow the cars to ensure they don't lose the video. In one example, they're reporting that a Canadian tourist had to plead with a police officer not to tow his Tesla in order to get the footage. So this is something that's definitely happening out there in Northern California. Watch out for that. And hey, you know, as I always say, if you look, you're involved, and those cars are always looking. So good luck with that. You know, we like to end these shows every day talking about utilities, talking about sustainability, talking about clean energy. Today is no different. U.S. solar and wind growth have defied expectations a decade in numbers. This is a great article by Michelle Lewis talking about the latest U.S. EIA and FERC data that reflects a decade of explosive solar and wind growth in North America. The installed U.S. generating capacity mix for all renewable energy sources, biomass, geothermal, hydropower, etc., now totals 389 gigawatts. That's more than 50% more than there was 5 years ago and more than double the renewable energy capacity that existed 10 years ago in 2014. Most of the growth is because of new solar and wind capacity. Similarly, electrical generation by renewables has shown strong growth. 10 years ago, renewables provided 14.2% of the nation's electrical generation. 5 years on, it had grown to 20% and today stands at 26.01%. Again, most of that increase due to wind and solar. For the first half of 2024, renewables, including small-scale solar, provided 549,000 gigawatt hours of electrical generation. That's almost 40% more than the amount renewables generated in the first half of 2019 and nearly double the output reported for the first half of 2014. Great stuff. We love to hear it. If you loved hearing about it, be sure to like and subscribe. We will see you tomorrow.